On Thursday evening, the public debate over gun laws arrived on the campus of the University of Vermont. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, both supporters and opponents of new gun legislation made their views known.
On Thursday evening, in the historic Ira Allen Chapel, UVM, 19-year-old Jace LeCaire greeted visitors as they arrived at the venue. LeCaire, a freshman at the school, helped organize this coming together of gun rights advocates.
And we want to tell our legislators that there are students that are pro-gun, a lot of us, and that's not the narrative you're seeing in the media these days with the Parkland students organizing. You know, you'd think every student was for gun control when that's not the case.
The event didn't end up drawing much of a college crowd, but it did lure well more than 100 adults who were growing increasingly concerned about new gun legislation now being considered in Montpelier. Craig Averill drove through a snowstorm from his home in Goshen to be at the event.
It's an invasion on our rights, and that's why I'm here.
Vermont lawmakers appear poised to pass several pieces of gun legislation this year, such as raising the age limit to purchase a gun to 21 years old and requiring federal background checks for private gun sales. The push for those measures gained steam after an 18-year-old was arrested last month for allegedly planning to inflict mass casualties at Fairhaven Union High School. Even Republican Governor Phil Scott, once a staunch opponent of new gun laws, now says legislation is needed. Averill says that Scott's abrupt turnabout on the issue is particularly concerning.
I think what's happening is people are knee-jerking on emotions. So he's not concerned with enforcing the Constitution, which is his oath to office. And as far as I'm concerned, he's betrayed the conservative base.
Keith Stern, Scott's lone challenger so far in the Republican gubernatorial primary, was on hand Thursday to court any prospective voters that Scott may have alienated. Stern says he too thinks Scott may lose his base as a result of his new stance on gun laws.
Because he took an oath to protect the Constitution, and restricting gun rights is violating that oath.
Stern is looking to draw a very clear distinction between him and Scott on that issue. For instance, his campaign is raffling off a semi-automatic weapon.
An AR Sport II Smith & Wesson.
According to the New York Times, 173 people have been killed over the past decade in mass shootings that involved AR-15s. But people like Jace LeCaire, Craig Averill, and Keith Stern say the weapon is not the problem. Instead, they say policymakers need to address the mental health issues that give rise to the desire to commit mass shootings in the first place. An hour before the gun rights event began, about 20 UVM students gathered at the entrance of the Bailey Howe Library to stage a counter-rally. Alec Collins, a UVM sophomore who went to Champlain Valley Union High School in Hinesburg, says he didn't want LeCaire's event to go unanswered.
It's a little disgusting to me that in the wake of yet another massacre of school children, that group of UVM students want to bring this, extremist perspective on guns.
Collins says students like him will make sure that elected officials in Vermont are rewarded for their votes on gun control bills. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.